Well, good Friday morning, everyone. It's the 26th of February. My title today is Absolute Essentials, Seeing the Big Picture. Now, over the last 2 days, I've been painting for you the big picture of what we all need to realize about our struggle with porn and sexual sin. You might be having one of two reactions. One could be discouragement. Well, that sucks because you're already being discouraged from this battle that you cannot win but cannot afford to lose. You might be thinking, really, John? Are you telling me that I'm in a battle with an internal enemy of my flesh, an external enemy of demonic forces, and oh, by the way, I'm living behind enemy lines? Well, yeah, that pretty much sums it up. So many Christians are living in denial, holding on to their blessed assurance and flocking to feel-good churches. Let's pretend that everything is fine, when in reality, upwards to 60% of all Christian men and up to 25% of all Christian women are addicted to using pornography. They're living lives of quiet desperation and are in shame, fearing their secret will be discovered. And when it finally is exposed, it can be an absolute train wreck. Oddly enough, the offending spouse feels some relief that the truth is now out. It's like a huge weight is lifted off of them. The problem is, it lands squarely on the spouse, crushing them, and ultimately harming the children. And if and when the marriage ends, then torrents of anger come out of the mouths of everyone. Jesus himself told us that Satan is the father of lies, and that he comes to steal and kill and destroy. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy everything you value in your life. And when he can get any Christian man or woman to begin to go to porn and sex to escape the problems of our lives, Satan will then turn spouses against each other as their vows of abstaining from all others as long as you both shall live becomes a bad joke. And singles who do not have the option of having a spouse with whom there can be sexual intimacy can easily find a substitute, either online or in person. I mean, why save yourself till marriage when so many are just looking for friends with benefits? So you very well may be discouraged, and I understand that. But hopefully you'll be a little encouraged. Okay, this is every man's battle, and it's a growing battle for women as well. However, there is no, quote, breaking news flash to God. It's not surprising to him that we struggle with this. Notice what Peter writes in 2 Peter chapter 1, quote, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. That's right. That's exactly what it says. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. And through these, His glory and goodness, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them, His great and precious promises, through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. That's right. He's given us everything we need, and we can escape the corruption that's in the world and participate in the divine nature as we learn to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide our lives every day. I refuse to believe, and I hope that you do as well, that our battle is more than we can handle. That's a lie. God has not left us in this garbage dump to fend for ourselves. He has given us everything we need for a godly life. And as I wrote yesterday, that begins with God placing His Holy Spirit in our lives the moment we accepted Christ to be our Savior. Literally, the Holy Spirit of God, third member of the Trinity, who dwelled in Jesus, now also dwells in you. And He's there in us with a number of purposes. But I would say first and foremost is to empower us to become like Christ, to conform us to His image. He is there to transform us from the people we were, falling and fallen in sin, addicted to porn, and living a selfish and rebellious life, into a person who's becoming more and more like Christ. The Spirit is also there to bring into our lives His fruit. Here are the results of learning how to be filled with the Spirit every day and then walking in the Spirit throughout your day. You're going to bear the fruit of the Spirit. You're going to become more loving to those around you who need your love. How valuable would that be? You will begin to have joy in your life. You will be able to maintain your cool and have peace in these troubling times. You don't freak out when others around you are losing hope. You become more patient with those around you and more patient with yourself. You will also begin to experience giving kindness to those you love and even kindness to strangers. There develops within you a sense of goodness where it is easy to see the right choices that you need to make and you do good things. You also become a more faithful person. You can be counted on. And this is what rebuilds trust in your marriage and relationships. And instead of being someone whom others do not want to be around because of your explosive anger, you begin to show gentleness towards others, especially your wife, your family members, and your friends. And lastly, the Holy Spirit gives us the fruit of self-control. Oh my goodness, how critical would that be? Being filled with and walking in the Spirit daily, yes, I said daily, and by that I mean daily, every day, as the Spirit of God begins to transform you, one byproduct or fruit will be your self-control, your ability to say no to sexual sin. Listen, self-control is like installing new brake pads in your brain. Over time, you've worn them down to nothing. Your brakes are shot, because even though the frontal lobe of your brain is saying, no, 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 your flesh is saying, yes, yes, yes. And once again, over the cliff you go. As I have experienced these fruits of the Spirit, the more I experience them, the more of them I want. The Holy Spirit is transforming me. And I have noticed that when temptation used to be like a fire-breathing dragon in my path, destroying my desires to stay pure, he's now more like a little gnat buzzing around who has no power over me. Listen, my desires have been changed by the Holy Spirit. He is transforming me, and He wants to do the same for you. And I can now honestly say that I desire purity and the fruits of the Spirit far more than I desire any sexual sin. In fact, I don't even want sexual sin because I know what it does and what it brings into my life and my marriage. But even more importantly, I now cherish what the Holy Spirit is doing as I am being filled with Him and walk with Him through every day. So that's what we'll talk about tomorrow. How do we become filled with the Spirit, and how do we walk in the Spirit? begin to experience His fruit and be transformed into more godly people. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcast. God bless you, my friends. Have a great day in the Lord, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Goodbye.